Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. More than half of all would-be homebuyers say the rising cost of living is having a negative impact on their plans to purchase a property. That's according to a new survey from myhome.ie. It comes as inflation sits at a 22-year high, while property prices have grown by close to 15% in the year to January. Joanne Geary is Managing Director of myhome.ie. She joins me on the line now. Joanne, how exactly and to what extent is high inflation impacting would-be homebuyers?
Thanks, Adam. Well, when we did the survey, the My Home customer survey in the middle of March, as you say, 52% of the over 2,000 respondents told us that the rising cost of living was impacting on their customer sentiment in terms of buying a home. This isn't overly surprising, you know, that we see this. I mean, it's a worry for all of us at the moment in terms of where cost of living is going. However, house prices are an increasing house prices, as we can see in the increasing price inflations around housing, is affecting 70% of our respondents who've told us that they've had to look beyond their top location because of these price concerns.
As well as that, just 12% saying that they think the next year is going to be a good time to buy, the majority seeing price increases continuing in the year ahead as well. Do you see that feeding through to a fall in demand?
It could do. But actually what we're seeing here is, you know, impaired supply and very robust demand still in this marketplace. So really, this is a symptom of the dysfunctional market that we're in at the moment. We need to support every measure that's going to bring forward supply in all parts of the market. There could be a cooling in demand here. However, if I look at what's happening in the market, where 20% of people who have mortgage approvals at the moment cannot find something to buy. That would suggest to me that robust demand is continuing to drive the market. So it could cool, customer sentiment could cool it, but if I see what's happening on the site and in all the surveys that we do, that robust demand is certainly fueling where we are at the moment.
Well, I suppose there has to be a correction if more and more people are finding properties that they want are out of reach. It means that properties just won't sell and prices have to come down, surely.
Yeah, it could happen. We're forecasting that there will be continued price inflation to the middle part of this year, with that asking price inflation due to taper off, we feel, in the remaining 6 months of the year. And looking at forecasted inflation on prices at about 4.5% next year. So we've adjusted our price inflation forecast for this year from 4 to 7%, with, you know, as I say, that tapering off in the bottom or the last 6 months of this year.
To go back to the inflation issue in terms of the disposable income is being taken up by day-to-day expenses, or that the banks won't give them as much because they won't be able to cover bigger mortgage repayments because they have less money to spare.
And we're not seeing evidence of mortgages and lending being an issue at the moment. As I say, you know, 20% of people who already have mortgages cannot find something to buy, so that speaks to a supply issue. I think it is around people being able to continue to save as they're paying, you know, increased cost of living bills, and that's impacting on maybe their decision or maybe slowing down their decision to look at the market this year. But we're certainly not seeing any impact on mortgage approvals at this point.
Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie, thank you very much for that.